Does recovering from infidelity sometimes get worse after a period of feeling like it was getting better? The exact timeline can be kind of confusing because initially you might be completely devastated, can't sleep, not eating. Then some time passes, you're starting to feel a little better, starting to feel more functional. You still go to work, you're able to start taking care of the children again. But then a few weeks or months later after that, it's like everything gets worse again. The anger becomes more intense, the grief feels heavier, you start thinking about the details that didn't bother you as much in the beginning. And so the question can pop up, why am I getting worse? I thought that I was handling this. Why is this affecting me more now than it did when I first found out? My take on it is that it doesn't mean that you're going backward. I think that it means that your mind is finally beginning to process what it didn't feel safe to process at the beginning. Immediately after the betrayal, your nervous system might enter into survival mode. And its first priority is not helping you understand every emotional implication of what happened. Its priority is just to get you through that crisis. And so, one of the core emotions you might be feeling after that is shock. And that shock is nice because it kind of pushes down some of the other emotions that might be too intense to handle at the moment. It pushes it down long enough for you to be able to get through whatever you need to get through, to be able to start going to work again, to be able to start eating again. But once that immediate crisis settles within a few weeks, a few months, those emotions that you pushed into the background might start demanding your attention again. And that's where you can really start to feel a lot of those more conflicting emotions of grief and hope at the same time, anger and sadness at the same time, humiliation and indignation at the same time. It's not that they're contradictory emotions by any means, but it's just the back and forth between them that can start to be really intense. It's kind of like at the beginning, you knew that your partner cheated, but later it's really absorbing into your body that they lied to you while looking you in the eye. They allowed you to make decisions without important information. They might have even been rushing you to just say, yeah, let's work on this, let's fix this before giving you the space to really process the severity of what happened. And that delayed pain for a lot of people can feel like a relapse. It can feel like all of the progress that you made disappeared overnight. What I think it actually means is that your mind does feel safe enough to begin doing that deeper work. Now, sometimes it's wrong. Sometimes you actually aren't ready to process it, at least not on your own. But it's a signal from your body that, like, hey, we're now in a spot where we need to work on this. We need to address this deeper stuff now. And that doesn't mean that you should force yourself to go the other way and just relive the betrayal constantly. And it doesn't mean that every painful thought needs to be analyzed for hours. There's a difference between processing an emotion and living inside of it all day. Definitely give that pain somewhere to go, give it space to be felt, but also give yourself periods of just ordinary life. Stay focused on things like eating, sleeping, moving your body, spending time with safe people. Do those things because you're building a context of safety for your nervous system that your entire life is not equal to the betrayal. Betrayal often does unfold in layers. There might be initial shock and numbness, and then frantic problem solving, then obsessive questioning, to rage, to humiliation, to comparison, to grief, to fear of the future, to grief about the future, to self-doubt, to exhaustion, to deeper sadness, and so on. And that is not a prescription. That is not the standard order by any means. But what that often is experienced like in the moment is this confusion of, okay, I thought that I had made a lot of progress here. And for a lot of times you did, but there's often just a little bit more that's underneath it. I've had clients that I've worked with where we did a couple of sessions, they felt amazing for several months, and then 3 or 4 months later, they reach back out to me and say, like, hey, all of a sudden, there's just so much rage, and I don't know where it came from. And in my mind, that's actually a good thing. Like, you feel good enough now to be angry. You feel safe enough now to be angry. A lot of times, I think we judge the emotions that we're having because we think that we're supposed to be at a specific place at a specific time, and we end up feeling more defeated just because of our assessment of the situation. Like, being mad isn't a huge problem. Feeling grief isn't a huge problem. They become huge problems when they become evidence that you are failing at this. So if you're going through some of these ups and downs of processing all of this, don't take that as a sign that you're failing. If you're not making any progress, if it's the exact same emotions every single day, and if it doesn't feel like processing, it feels like just channel changing between those, definitely focus on slowing that down and actually doing some of that deeper work. But if month one versus month two versus month three feel different and like you're processing different angles of it, that's actually a good sign.